5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul, realestatepodcastshow.com. Wanted to bring you one of the most popular discussions that I have with my clients, and this is all the stuff I'm sharing with you that's all been behind the scenes for decades now, literally since I started doing this, is the secrets behind how the wealthy sell their real estate. This is important for all of you to know, because how the wealthy people do the real estate trades that they do, and of course make, you know, huge amounts of money doing it, is how you can also follow. And it's literally just a matter of scaling it down to wherever you are. So in case you haven't been over to my website recently and checked out my very unique 6-point sold system that's got the 6 most popular things that I do, there is an extra one you won't see there on the screen, and it's not something that everyone gets to see, but there is a secret extra step that I add on to the wealthy properties, again, the very high ticket listings that I've handled over the years. And it is a complete added bonus that every single one of my sellers is now eligible to get. It's something that I've worked on for many years, and I've scaled it so that it's going to work whether you've got a condo in downtown Toronto or whether you've got the $10 million mansion in Rosedale. Whoever you might be, you deserve to have the access to this information. So today's podcast is again about how the wealthy sell their real estate, what they do differently than most other people, and why it's important for you to follow this podcast, of course. And then, of course, when we connect in person, when you visit me at realestatepodcastshow.com, and you're all signed up when it's time for you to make your move, hopefully you're already smart enough to know, because you've heard my 400 other podcasts, and you've heard me say this a lot, many times, is that the worst time to ever get to know a realtor is when you need one. The best time for us to connect and get to know each other is weeks, months, even years before you need any help from me. I really want to make sure that you have the most comfortable feeling possible, that we again get to, you know, we get to know each other, we get to like each other, respect each other, and more importantly than anything, trust each other. Because the bigger the sale is, I think the more trust is part of it. And you want to have someone who's got your back all the way through and isn't out for just a one quick sale and it's over. And you can also be sure that this person has a proven track record with your kind of property, has sold again enough properties like yours where you can feel very confident in that being in me being the only choice that you would ever make, because no one else can provide the exact series of things that I do. So here's just a few of the main points you need to remember if you want to learn about how the wealthy sell their real estate. The first thing the wealthy do not do is they do not take the discount routes. You'll very rarely, if ever, and I've never seen one, where you've seen a property that is, an upscale property, a luxury home, a very unique one-of-a-kind loft. You very rarely, if ever, because I've never seen them, seen these people go with a discount realtor. Now, by discount realtor, I don't just mean the kind that will say they will save you money. I also mean the discount realtor in disguise. And I hate to give you this news if you don't know about it, but there are thousands and thousands of those people masquerading as realtors, but they are not that at all. They are discount realtors. They are not in the business of giving you the 100% service and, of course, the 100% effort that I do each and every time you work with me. And the reason it's sometimes not obvious is because you only find this out after you've listed with them, and I can go on any in any area of the city, and I can show you that there are listings right now that either don't have professional pictures, some don't even have more than one picture, others are borrowed pictures from another listing, some don't have any virtual tour, not even the head spinner. And the head spinner is the one where you just stand in the middle of the room and turn around in circles with your phone. Some of them don't even have that. Some of them don't have, again, 3D tours. Some of them have no digital or virtual staging whatsoever. And almost all of them do not have the one thing that sets my listings apart. And this is exclusively on my website. This is not when you're looking through the MLS, because it's not able to be there, but this house has a podcast series where each and every property that I handle, there is a story that you need to know and you need to hear about so that you're fully aware of that property. And I'll go as far as to say that you should never even be buying a property that doesn't allow you to hear the exact story and the words of that seller in detail to at least prove that they know something about the property, because you cannot even assume that the person who lives there knows much more about it than you do. And another one of my secret weapons that I use is that whenever I'm helping someone buy a property or sell, I want to make sure that they know more about that property than anybody else possibly could. This is such an important feature, and it really boils down to the basics of why storytelling is so essential when I'm handling the properties of those who are wealthy. If I've handled any property for anybody of any stature, there's always been a very specific sold story that goes with it. Usually a lot of history, sometimes going back decades, sometimes going back a century or more. So these are the big things. They do not discount, and they also tell the story of their properties in detail. And a lot of that information never translates to the MLS. You might see the standard 463 characters of words, but the rest of it is again very often a very big letdown. And I've handled everything from bungalows in East York to downtown lofts that used to be warehouses, right up to converted churches and schoolhouses just outside the city that have become people's homes. And this is all part of why my unique set of experiences, of course, being featured on my podcast, really does make the difference. Because again, you've heard my voice over 400 times if you've listened to this podcast. So at this point, I think you've at least had the chance to know that I am the real deal, and there isn't, you just don't have that built in as a guarantee when you're just hiring someone that might be able to put the story together. They might be able to do some of the things on my list, but they can't possibly do all of them, simply because the one limiting factor for the rest of them is they cannot use the Real Estate Podcast Show network to have a podcast on here. Even if they said, oh yeah, I've got a podcast, or I can start a podcast if it'll get me the listing, it's not going to matter, because they're not going to have the 50,000 plus, 55,000 plus subscribers who've downloaded my podcast. They're not going to have the 400 plus episodes that, of course, have been part of building up that loyalty, that that dedication. So those are the things that is really going to make, again, your property sell just as effectively as when I'm handling the properties of the wealthy, again, the very high ticket property owners, CEOs, again, the people who have, again, these incredible properties worth, you know, millions of dollars. You deserve that same approach when you're selling your property. And again, when you're signed up with me, whether it's buying or selling, that is what you will get. And the experience, I promise you, will be something beyond anything that you could ever, ever imagine. And I make sure that you understand that right from the beginning, even again, long before we start the listing, as we're selling or buying, and far afterwards, because that is, again, my principle on this, is the relationship is always going to be greater than the transaction. For me, there'll never be another version of that. And it's been the one formula that I would say has been the reason for the 21 years of success and awards throughout the years, because of the fact that I've stuck to that. And I don't break my rules, and I don't break my loyalty. I won't ever let, you know, your property or you drop the ball because of the fact that, you know, something gets difficult, or there's a problem that comes up that is really hard to handle. The good news is I've likely handled it. And not only that, I've sometimes turned a problem into a huge profit, depending on the situation. So thanks for tuning in. I hope this has been informative, and have yourselves a wonderful day.